Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, this morning we got up to the sad news of the passing away of Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan, rahmatullahi alayhi, the Mufti of the Muslim Judicial Council and the Muhtamim of Darul Uloom in Western Cape. Maulana was a library of knowledge which has been lifted from our midst. He was one of the greatest academics of our time. He achieved excellent results while he was a student in Darul Uloom Deoband. And this was followed through in his discourses, in his lectures, in his writings. Many have realized the academic genius and the academic greatness of Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan. Ulama who sat in his discourses would find it hard to believe that a mortal could possess such great knowledge and had such a great memory. I recall once I was mesmerized by one of his presentations and I asked him, Maulana, please send me the notes with regard to what you had presented. So he said, I don't have notes, I spoke from memory. And that was Mufti Taha Karan. We sometimes were just, especially those who were ulama, were mesmerized and were taken aback by his literary genius and his knowledge and his memory. There are many academics who sometimes do not follow through in terms of their academic works. But Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan was amongst those who was humility personified. Despite his greatness, if you sat with him and you sat in his company, you would be amazed by his humility in terms of his appearance, in terms of his approach, in terms of his coming across to you. He was humility personified despite his literary genius and despite his academic greatness. Those are Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannah. Allah elevate his status. Allah forgive his shortcomings. And Allah ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. I would just like to end with what Hazrat Mufti Taha Karan had just written in his latest and his recent publication, the 40 hadith on the pandemic, and his last hadith, this is what he had penned. No matter what vicissitude the paths of our life may follow, the inescapable exit point for every life is death, the final curtain. Deep in the heart of each of us lies the fervent hope that the moment comes, he will have a good death. However, for those who Allah decides to remove from this world through the effects of a mass pandemic, there is wonderful news upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the status of a shaheed, the martyr who gave his very life for his Rabb. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him that rank. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.